You're listening to The Local Lounge. Have a seat with the DFW local music scene and your host, Zach Killian.
Hello and welcome to The Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190. I'm your host, Zach Killian, and we're here to talk everything and anything about the local music scene in North Texas. You can also get us on the iHeartRadio app by tapping in Talk Radio 1190. Now, Valentine's Day is around the corner, and that is the season of love, or that's what we like to market about when we go to the retail stores. Now, we've got a two-part series starting today on dating musicians. Musicians are out there, and they need loves too, baby. And now we've got more than a few guests tonight. In studio, we've got a new guest with us, Stephen Bonilla, the drummer of the band Nerds. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I heard you had a long drive from Fort Worth.
It was definitely one that I don't want to do again.
Driving up on a Friday after 5 o'clock, I wouldn't doubt it, man. Oof. We're going to have more people coming in. We also have Miranda Kennedy. She's going to be calling in later. Melissa Ratley will also be on the show. And we also have a phone-in guest right now, Richard Gilbert. How you doing, Richard?
Doing good. Thank you.
We got everyone here together. We're talking about dating musicians, talking about marrying them, having children with them, just making a life with them. And today, now, the dating world can be absolutely crazy. I mean, just crazy. And you know what's even crazier? Musicians. I can't even stress that enough. But that's okay to be crazy, because that's where we get just the most amazing and significant things to come out in the human world. Now, Stephen, you have a significant other. How long have y'all been together?
We've been together for 13 years, married 6.
So you guys got some history together.
Yes, for sure.
And you've also got some children.
I have 3 kids. One boy, that's 1. 2 girls, 3 and 5.
Wow. I haven't even gotten to that point in a relationship yet. My longest relationship so far has been 9 months. I haven't even gotten past a year. What about you, Richard? How have you been in the dating world as a musician?
Well, probably about 10 years off and on dating. Not really finding anything on a steady basis, let's say.
I hear you, man. That's the musician's life, brother.
Yeah. Well, it's with me, I think it's more of a, at my age, it's harder to find somebody that has the same interest as I do.
Hey, man, there's always somebody out there for you. If you're listening, Richard Gilbert is open for sale. Let's just put that out there. But I wanted to ask, now, how does a person romantically get involved with a musician? Like, so you're doing a performance, and say, like, Stephen, I know that's a little bit harder for you to come up with, because you've been with somebody since the 8th grade, so
yeah.
You're a little bit off the field. But say you've got some guys in Band Nerds that are single. Like,
yeah.
How would you go about getting them hooked up with somebody that's in the audience?
I have no idea, honestly. I got extremely lucky with my wife. The only thing I've known, people that started dating from, like, shows, I know a guy named Chris Perez in Sharpie. He actually met someone, his wife, at a show. She was there, just a fan, got met up and started talking and stuff like that just because of enjoying the music. So, I would say just it's going to be luck on someone who just really enjoys your music, finds out that they like your personality, just goes from there.
Have you ever experienced that, Richard?
Meeting somebody at a show?
Yeah.
I've had some dates come to my shows.
Oh, really?
I've never – the interesting thing about – well, I don't know if you consider it interesting or not. It's really not. My crowd's normally a younger crowd, so that kind of negates that whole meeting somebody at my show, because normally the crowds I play in front of are in their 20s and 30s. I can't really say that I've ever met anybody and then eventually ask them out on a date while playing a show.
Okay. Well, when it comes to, like, meeting with a fan, sometimes you could get somebody that's really obsessed with their music, And sometimes that's not the greatest route you can take because, like I said, the dating world can be crazy. Now, let me just say this. Is it important for somebody to be supportive of what you're doing in music to be dating them? How important is that when you're in the...
To me?
Yeah, I mean, to both of you.
Yeah. That's to me, if I'm dating somebody, they have to be supportive in my music. I mean, and as I would be supportive in whatever they're doing. That's the balance, because I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to continue to play. So I would not expect somebody that I date to come to every show that I play. Let's put it that way. But I would expect them to support me, and as far as what I'm doing and what I'm trying to pursue.
Yeah, like at least share a video of you playing music, give a like,
sure.
Tell people about shows. Come like every once in a while. You don't have to go to every show like you said, but like once every couple months or something, or at least show your support, tell friends about it. Like
exactly.
Yeah, of course. But Steven, how supportive is your wife of the like everything? Because you're a drummer, so bands are very, very in the market for drummers. I know you've been in a lot of bands since y'all been together. How supportive has she been?
She's been very supportive. There have been some trying times, especially with kids and everything. She doesn't necessarily like share a bunch of our stuff like on social media or anything like that, but she's actually a teacher, and she was talking to some of her students about my music, and a lot of them actually got interested through that, so it's pretty interesting. She got fans through there. She's supported me through all the bands I've been in, even points where I was in four bands at the same time, and you know, I was gone most nights during the week and things like that.
Four bands at once.
Yeah.
Good God, man. How do you schedule that? That must be one, because you're a father, yeah. You're a husband, and you're a drummer for four bands. Like,
yeah. Well, that was very like that. Only worked out for about a month, and then I had to definitely cut down. But even in like when I was two bands, it's pretty difficult during that time. But she's been very supportive of everything, because I went to school for music, and you know, did a bunch of performance things, theory, all that kind of stuff. And she supported me through all that. I've helped her when she's gone to school and got her master's and everything. So it's very mutual.
A mutual respect of each other is very necessary.
Yeah.
So, so you haven't been single in a while. Like, okay, so you can't even remember being single, basically.
She is the first and only person I've ever dated.
The first and only love in your
yes.
life. Love it, man. Love it. So, have you experienced other people that you've been in bands with having, like, relationships affect the chemistry of the band, or affecting the scheduling, affecting just how the band is coming together and performing and practicing and writing?
Yeah, there's definitely been times. I mean, of course, it's happened to me, too, just being very busy, like, oh, I don't want you to go to practice tonight. I was like, oh, okay, fine, you know, I'll stay home one night. But there have been times where I remember one guitarist brought his girlfriend to practice one time, and she got ridiculously drunk, and it was probably the worst practice I've ever had. She was yelling and screaming, and she wasn't mad or anything. She was just
overly
drunk.
Hyped.
Yeah, it was. But it was terrible. But other than that, it's just the normal, you know, the significant other wants you to stay home to spend time with them because you're busy, you know, promoting shows, busy practicing or playing.
The life of a musician
is
a nonstop struggle, man.
It is.
What about you, Richard? Have you ever had yourself be entrained by just a relationship that prevented you from doing music, or just having scheduling conflicts, or maybe somebody you worked with in music had the same issues? How have you dealt with that?
I really haven't. I've been lucky in that aspect of it. I've normally, like, whatever show I'm playing that week, I've been able to play. And, you know, my dating life is so sporadic. It's not like it's definitely not every weekend, and sometimes it's not every month. So it's a lot different, I guess, for me as far as not being with somebody on a more permanent basis.
Of course, man. I mean, just keeping yourself open, though, especially in music, because you never know what kind of partners you're going to run into just because of your field. And Richard, you've got some like romantic ballads sometimes coming out there, and I'm kind of surprised you don't have more groupies.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Zach, and I take this as a huge compliment. A lot of my fans. I just did an interview with a blogger who saw me play at the Denton Art and Jazz Fest last year, and she became a huge fan. And she's like 20, 25 years old. So anytime I'm in town, it doesn't happen often, but every once in a while I have somebody come up and say, I really enjoyed your show. And normally, again, if it's a female, they're normally in their 20s. So I don't have I have an admiration for my music, I guess, which is a great thing. But I don't have a lot of 40, 50-year-old women coming up to me and say, hey, I really like your music. You want to go out on a date sometime?
You ever thought of putting something on Craigslist? Need about 10, 20, 40 to 50-year-old women to come to show to admire me.
Yeah, that would be pretty creepy.
Especially on Craigslist, man. Well, we got to go ahead and go into our first break of the night. Richard, thanks for coming in and calling in and giving us some of your advice and wisdom on the subject. We're going to go ahead and go into this next break, but thank you so much for calling in.
All right. You have a good night.
You too, Richard. All right. Now we're going to get Miranda Kennedy in here in a second, but we're going to go into this first break. Stephen Bonilla is going to stick with us. So we'll be right back here on The Local Lounge.
We don't care what you want to.
Hi, everyone. This is George Miatis from the heavy rock band Sonar Lights, and you're listening to The Local Lounge.
Listening to The Local Lounge here on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
What's up? We're back with The Local Lounge giving some relationship advice with Valentine's Day on the way. Musicians, they need love, baby. They need some love. And so, well, we got somebody new on the phone, Melissa Ratley. She's got her own brand of country music out there, and she's got a few words to say about relationship advice, don't you?
I don't know if I'm qualified to give advice as a country singer, because that's, you know, kind of the basis of most of our songs is failed relationships or sort of good relationships. I don't know. I think as musicians, is the question like musicians dating musicians?
What was that?
Is it like musicians dating musicians? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, just have you experienced anything trivial in the dating world as a musician? Has that affected your relationships?
Yeah, I would say so. Musicians are just inherently busy bodies. We always need to have something to do, or we always have some place to go. Right now I'm talking to you as I'm driving to a gig in north of Austin. So I'm out of town just about every other weekend, driving to and from places in Texas. So it does definitely puts a strain on any kind of time spent together or anything like that. It's not easy, that's for sure. But it's just like any other relationship in that if you really want to make it work, you'll make it work.
Of course. I mean, musicians, they like I was talking to Steven about it. The most busiest people you're ever going to meet are musicians.
Oh,
and
sure.
I don't see anybody work harder than a musician that's going to a gig, making music, writing music, anything involved in music, basically, you're going to just spend most of your life in it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're dating a fellow musician, I think it's a little bit harder, too. It just kind of depends, too, on what kind of level you guys are on in terms of, well, are you guys playing shows just regionally? Are you guys playing shows locally, nationally? That all kind of factors in because obviously.
Have you dated other musicians?
I have, yeah.
How has that been? Because I've had Steven in here and his wife, she hasn't been too into the music thing, but when I talk to somebody and they're both musicians, that's got to be super schedule conflicts. How does that work out?
Well, like I said, yeah, it just kind of depends where you are in your music. I was dating a guy who was just kind of on the open mic circuit a little bit and had a couple shows here and there, but he definitely wasn't as busy as I was, where I was playing in Dallas, in Fort Worth, in Denton, in Oklahoma, in South Texas. It does kind of put a strain on if you're not on the same level. I think that's kind of a thing I've learned, is that one can't really be better than the other. And maybe not better. Better is maybe not the right word, but maybe you can't be as busy or less busy than the other person, because then you'll feel like the less important person in the relationship.
Do you think varying degrees of success can affect a relationship as well? Or maybe like varying degrees of, I wouldn't say talent, but like just more experience in music as well?
Sadly, I think that's yes, but I think that's also an insecurity issue that needs to be addressed from within. There was some kind of article out, I guess about a year and a half ago, where Calvin Harris couldn't date Taylor Swift anymore because he couldn't handle her success. And I thought that was really immature and insecure of him to say, because, you know, well, he's got a lot of stuff going on too. He's a pretty successful person in what he does. And just because one person's more successful than the other, you shouldn't. I mean, there's a lot of successful celebrity relationships and a lot of successful musician relationships. It really just depends on your point of view minus all of the other stuff. I mean, when it comes down to just together with that person, do you want to bring up all of the stuff you do all day, or do you want to draw a line in the sand and just focus on each other?
Yes, you need to be able to focus on each other and just help each other grow rather than trying to pull them back. Because if you can't progress as a couple, then why even be a couple?
Right, right, exactly, yeah. I mean, you always want to try to make each other better, definitely not make each other worse. So to me, it sticks out as an insecurity if you can't handle somebody else's success or lack thereof. I mean, you can be encouraging, you can be supportive, you can be all of these things, but at the end of the day, if you can't answer to yourself and, you know, be able to celebrate the fact that you're with another human being that you like, maybe not for some reasons more than others, then you have to kind of question why you're in a relationship at all.
That's true. Now, you said you were like away, like he was on the open mic circuit and you had to be on like a tour or your town's away. Does that affect your relationship at all when you're actually, it's pretty much a long distance relationship. A long distance relationship is different than when you're on a dating website and then you guys are talking back and forth, talking about how you guys are going to meet up someday. But what is it like when you're together but the music separates y'all physically? How does that affect it? And Steven, I know you've dealt with that, because the band nerds have to go out on long distance drives and then come back the next night.
Yeah.
That's kind of
annoying
too.
Yeah, it's a beating for sure, having to go drive 5 hours in one direction and back, either because you have to work the next day or somebody else has to work the next day or something like that. But like I said, I mean, you have to make time for each other if you really want to make it a success relationship. I'm not going to say it doesn't put a strain, but you have to understand that, you know, when you're dating another person, they already have a life and priorities. It's just like any other profession. It's like if you're two doctors dating each other, I mean, you're always going to be busy. You just have to make time.
Of course. But you also understand each other on a different degree too.
Right, right. And I mean, there's no doubt it's hard being away, and it's hard trying to balance work life and music life and band life and relationship life. But you find that good balance and you find that with the right person, then I think you're doing all right.
Now, when it comes to balance, like with a person, you've dated somebody that's not a musician while you're a musician, right, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay, so how different is it from going to a normal person to a musician? Not saying musicians aren't normal people, but on a different level, they aren't normal people.
No, we're not. We're aliens in the world of relationships, especially country singers, because that's what we think about all the time.
Oh, yeah. You have to have a slight level of insanity to be a musician. That's how I see it. But it's a good insanity. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, that sets you aside from other people. So
right, right. There was someone who sent put in a song, "I might be a little bit crazy, but it keeps me from going insane," you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're a normal person dating, or, you know, the average 8-to-5 Joe dating someone who, you know, may have an 8-to-5 job or just may be a musician full-time, that can also kind of different just because they're used to a sedentary lifestyle, an 8-to-5 or something like that, whereas musician, if you're a full-time musician, you might not get up to, like, you know, 10 o'clock. I'm not go to bed till like 2 a.m. because I've done the full-time music thing before for a while, and it's a different mindset for sure. So you just kind of have to schedule out your time and try to figure out what that balance would be if you really want that relationship to work.
So say a fan is at a show and they're wanting to date a musician, how would they go about going up to the stage and just asking them out on a date? That's an interesting question.
Well, I would not come on my stage if you're just going to jump on the stage and do that. But, you know, it's like meeting somebody at a bar. It's kind of like the same concept. You know, if you are a person who really admires a lead singer or a guitar player or whatever, you can just talk to them afterwards and be like, hey, I really like that, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? What kind of music do you like? Just kind of simple stuff like that. I mean, it doesn't have to be super complicated, but if you're really into that person because of something that draws them into you, then, you know, by all means, don't hesitate.
So you said it's like at a bar. So if someone comes up with a shot of whiskey, does that add plus one on the romancing scale?
Not always.
Not always. It depends on how they look and how they act, right?
Yeah. If you're going to act dumb and hand me stuff, then that's probably not going to work. But, I mean, it's just like it. Like I said, I mean, it's like meeting anybody else at a bar and hanging out. I mean, musicians like to hang out. They like to talk with people that are interested in what they're interested in. So if that just happens to be you on a Friday or Saturday night at your favorite local bar with local music, then by all means.
Keep supporting that local music, too.
For sure.
Now, you're listening to Talk Radio 1190. It's the Local Lounge. Dating musicians is the subject of tonight. One hell of a subject. We're trying to get everything together because, man, like, I'm still trying to get back in the dating world, but I've never actually tried to date a musician before. I can't even imagine what it's like, but I've met and interviewed a lot of musicians, and I can tell you it would be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different train of thought. It's a different lifestyle, for sure. A musician's brain is something that is used to a certain amount of rejection, but also a certain amount of success. So it's a matter of how you want to be able to handle that brain, essentially, how you want to try and counter or at least try and work with that kind of person.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Now we're getting to the next break, Melissa. I just wanted to thank you for calling in tonight and helping out with this topic we're getting on.
Well, thanks for having me, Zach.
No problem, man. Enjoy the show. Where are you performing tonight?
I am playing in Hutto, Texas at the Downtown Hall of Fame.
Badass. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. Do you have any new music or CDs coming out that you want the people to know before you go?
I'm working on some new stuff right now. Kind of getting together some thoughts from the last year or so. Should be some new music out at some point this year. Can't really pinpoint a date quite yet, but you'll just have to stay tuned and see what happens.
No doubt. Well, thank you for coming in, Melissa. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Zach.
No problem. All right, we're going to go ahead and get to the next break. We'll bring in some more guests so we can talk with. We'll get back on that subject here on the Local Lounge.
Baby. And you're listening to
The Local Lounge.
Hey everybody, I am Scott Tucker.
And I am Melissa Tucker.
We're in the band The Orange.
Have a seat with the local music scene.
And guess who's your host? That's right, Zach Killian.
Howdy, howdy, hey. We got some love today. Valentine's Day is on the way. And I gotta say, we got some romance on the way. I put way in there twice, but that's how we're going about it. We're doing relationship advice on Talk Radio 1190. Get us on the iHeartRadio app. Just download it. Hear us, Talk Radio 1190. And also get us on AM Radio. but most likely you'll be on the app. Let's just be real. We got some more guests out there today. We got the lead singer of the High Noons. How you doing, Jordan?
Fantastic.
Well, I'm glad to have you.
I'm excited. A little nervous.
We've been talking about how scheduling can affect a relationship, how dating musicians different from a normal person, and just kind of the strains and just everything a relationship has to offer. But so what is your take on dating a musician? Have you dated a musician? Have you dated a normal person? Because like we were talking about earlier, musicians are different from normal people in the dating realm. So what's your take on this kind of subject?
Right. I have dated a musician. I've dated a guitarist and a drummer while being a singer. And I've always said that I would rather date a musician because you think that there'd be some level of understanding as far as scheduling and fangirls and fanboys and the kind of facade you have to wear on stage and off stage. But it's not super easy necessarily.
Oh, no.
No. but yeah, I think it was better than normal relationships, but you often find that you're going to be a muse one way or the other if you date a musician. So every song that I've written is probably about someone I've dated, and you can always tell where I'm at in the relationship based on the lyrics I'm writing. So at the beginning, they tend to be super lovey, and by the end, it tends to be like slightly murderous undertones.
Slightly murderous. So you kind of go from lovey country to black metal, I want to kill this person.
We have a song that says, I'd like to set you on fire. So, yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Pretty catchy.
I know exactly that feeling, man. I know exactly how you feel. Now, we were talking about just how... Okay, so I'm trying to think of something that we haven't talked about yet. Now, okay, so with the when you're dating a musician, do y'all critique each other's music as you're creating songwriting and all that? Have you just put in your... let's say, your Yelp review on their music as they're making it?
It's definitely hard not to. I think it really just depends on the personality. Like dating a drummer, for example, we have completely different music genres. My music genre is more like indie, gypsy, soul, if you will. And if you come from, you know, a metal background, they tend to clash. So whenever we would try to kind of jam, it would sound like Lisa Loeb and System of a Down, but like neither of us knew what we were doing. So it's kind of hard. I don't know how Beyonce and Jay-Z do it, really. I really don't.
That sounds like one hell of a mashup, though.
I know. I mean, you stay and then Chop Suey. Let's just put them together and see what we got.
How important is it to be different in genre when it comes to musical taste? And what kind of difference does it make in the relationship in the long run?
I think that if you can't decide on a road trip playlist, you're going to have some issues. Like, if it's really that much of a deal breaker. But I think it's important, and it is nice if you can come into the relationship with anything with different, you know, dogmas and belief systems. And I'm very strong even with a playlist, like it's a dogma for me, and be open to hearing the other person. I dated someone who's really into EDM, and that was very, very difficult because there just wasn't a bunch of ecstasy around, and I didn't know how to listen to the music. And it took a really long time for me to actually enjoy going to things. We couldn't go to concerts together because I was so didn't like it. And then even though he liked my music, it was kind of tit for tat, like, well, you won't go to the show with me. I'm not going to go to the show with you, et cetera. So, yeah, it can kind of be, for me, because I'm really, really passionate about music, kind of a deal breaker in a way. Like, if you absolutely put on any... Shinedown, we're pretty much done. So
Shinedown, I can feel that way about it. I completely understand on that. Especially lately with how the music has been. Now, I got a phone guest coming in. What's your name? How you doing?
I'm doing good. My name's Miranda Kennedy.
Oh, hi, Miranda. We finally got you.
Yeah, you got me. I'm sorry if my phone died. It's been kind of like a hard way to get a hold of you, but...
Oh, yeah, you're struggling for the Wi-Fi. I know that feeling. But we're on the subject of dating musicians, being a musician and dating another musician, being a musician, dating a normal person. How conflicting of your schedules can be, how the genres can be. What has been some of your moments where just having conflicting genres has been for you? Because Jordan has been talking about how, like, her, one of her...
I was in a band out in Colorado, and I was the lead singer of my band. And I was dating this this guy, Greg, who was the keyboardist of his band. And we both shared a guitarist in our bands, but his band was, like, prog rock, and mine was, like, you know, like, sultry, like, folky kind of music. And it actually, like, because our bands didn't really, like, get along well personality and genre wise it actually created a lot of tension. And
and
the guitarist actually had to choose between which band he'd be in, and it made me and Greg's relationship really strange.
How do you get past these little difficulties, or do you just kind of break things off?
I actually didn't break things off. We kept being, like, pretty close and kept being friends.
So you pretty much pulled a Stevie Nicks
and
Fleetwood Mac.
Like that, but what?
You kind of pulled a Fleetwood Mac there?
Yeah. No, they thought I was going to be like a Yoko Ono, so they just, like, decided to, like, push me out of the situation. And so so Jared was like, well, you know, me and you should make a different band. And I'm like, okay, but I was still seeing Greg from that same band. And
oh boy,
it was their own doing, their own worry that I was going to be that way that made the whole separation happen. I was down to sing with that first band, but I decided to make a new one because I was already sleeping with the keyboardist.
Now, Jordan was talking about it affecting the songwriting process. Has it ever affected your songwriting relationships and all that wonder in the romantic world?
Well, it made me write a new song. I wrote a song called Fair. That's about that, where it was fair.
Oh, that's very fairly.
Yeah.
Now, so I talked to Steven about this earlier. So you're at a show. Has any people in the audience ever tried to come up with you, flirt with you, try to buy you a drink? How do you deal with that?
Oh, yeah. Literally every single time.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really hard for me to say no to getting a drink. I mean, it's really difficult to just say, like, no, I'm already drunk enough. Especially because I came from from Colorado down to Texas. And my
So you get other free kind of stuff.
Drink like a fish. It's ridiculous. But It's weird because it depends on, like, if it's some, like, dweeb that's trying to just, like, talk to you and, like, get you alone, as opposed to if it's somebody that, you know, you respect and you know and you're trying to network with. So it just, like, I mean, if it's someone I'm trying to network with, I usually will just bite the bullet and just get more drunk if I don't want to be.
That's the best way to get to know a person is get them drunk, and they will be the most honest person they can be.
Right. No lie.
People can't really tell when I'm drunk, thankfully. But.
Oh, yeah? So have you ever had somebody come up to a show and you've actually accepted a dating request from them? I'm saying this like it's a dating website, but
actually,
that's pretty much how it is.
One time
have you ever swiped
ever
right?
Did. Is there somebody else talking to?
Yes, we have a... Yeah, we got a couple people on the line.
I can barely hear, but I'm sorry if I keep interrupting you. I didn't even know you were there.
Oh, no, you guys are fine. We're still good.
Well, you answer that question first.
Oh, yes. Yes is always the answer. Yes. Yes, that has happened.
You took a date? You took a date from somebody?
Well, it's usually women, but yeah. I'm like, yes, yep. Let's.
Hey.
You were asked out by a woman?
Oh, yeah. No, I prefer.
You are so lucky. I always get the weirdo guys.
Well, no, like, I get them, but I'm RJ can vouch, but man, I have this look. But yeah, it's usually the girls, and I make it very clear on stage. I'm like,
Steven, do you ever get hit on by guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I'm like, where's your sister or your wife? Actually, I was wondering. You're cute, but where's your spouse? It works out better. Less pregnancies that way, I found.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's very true.
There you go. Less fitting.
Now, are y'all currently seeing somebody right now?
Well, I'm sitting in a car with somebody I just slept with, but I'm not really seeing somebody right now.
Like, I can see you.
I'm seeing somebody currently in my eyesight.
That's quite literal. I can put it that way.
Yeah, but no, I'm about to keep traveling around the country. So, it'd be a silly idea to try to be serious about something. Mm-hmm. Right now.
So, if you're trying to meet a musician romantically, what's the best way to try romancing them?
Buy them a drink, apparently.
Beyond buying a drink.
I mean, I'd say, like, just go chill at their house, smoke a little bit, and, like, play some music. And
smoke what?
If you guys vibe.
Uka.
I mean, am I allowed to say what I like to smoke?
Hey, the country's kind of gotten more progressive on some kind of stuff
I'm
to smoke,
obviously,
but
I just told you
not on the meth level or
anything. I helped legalize weed over there, so I'm all for it. I like smoking weed with people. That's a good showing on
Now, does that help with the creative process of making music, as sharing and caring?
I wouldn't say it helps with the creative process. I would just say that it helps me, like, function other ways a little more and helps a little bit of my inhibitions kind of go away.
Yeah. Helps you mellow out.
It makes the other person funny and tolerable.
Yes, regardless if they actually are.
Right. Like, I'm just laughing because I can hear your hair growing, sir. That is my favorite part.
Yeah. All right, we're about to go into a first break. Not to interrupt you, but we got to get
in. No, you're good.
Well, not the first break. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is the third break of the show. We got one more segment to go, 15 more minutes. But thanks for coming in. We'll keep you all on because you guys are sparkling conversationalists. Me and Steven are quite enjoying what you guys have to say, your gals.
Inappropriate. Yes.
Inappropriate is the best appropriate.
I like it.
Good.
Because it's in.
In and out, baby. We're going to go ahead and get the Local Lounge going back with this, our two-part episode of Romancing Musicians. Gotta love them. Don't hate them. Just love them. We're going to go ahead and get back to it. Local Lounge, Talk Radio 1190.
We don't care what you want to.
Hey, yo, this is Wild Bill.
Shag.
You're listening to the Local Lounge, Talk Radio 1190.
Hi, everyone. This is George Miatis from the heavy rock band Sonar Lights, and you are listening to the Local Lounge.
Welcome back, Local Lounge, Talk Radio 1190. Get us on the iHeartRadio app by typing in Talk Radio 1190. We're continuing our little episodic series of Valentine's Day, the highly marketable time of the season for February. We're talking about romancing, dating, and loving musicians out there. And we've got a new guest on the show, Shannon Taylor from the band Junior Adelberg. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm great. I'm doing really good.
Well, that's good to hear. Now,
yeah.
We've also got Jordan from the High Moons still on, and we've got Stephen Bonilla from the Band Nerds still talking. Everyone's here. We're all here to talk about loving those musicians. Now, we've talked about conflicting arguments when it comes to genre between the musicians, what it's like dating a normal person. Now, when it comes to finances, I wanted to bring that up too, like, if you're in a relationship, I know instruments, I know a lot of gigs can be very straining on your finances. It can really empty out that wallet. How straining can that be on the relationship as well when it comes to just being a musician?
I mean, for me as a drummer, I spend tons of money on gear, just trying to keep it good. I probably spent over $3,000 on my kit.
And the life of a drummer is not cheap.
Oh, I mean, that's this year. A cymbal is $400 each, practically, because I don't like to get the cheaper ones. And then, you know, playing shows, driving out to a show, and sometimes you don't get paid, sometimes you do. You know, always goes back to the band.
It can be really conflicting with that. What about Shannon and Jordan? What about y'all? Have y'all had any financial issues come up in a relationship because of being a musician?
Not really me, because I sing. So the only thing I really had to take care of was my mic. So, and he was pretty.
So don't drop the mic.
Yeah. Yep, there you go. It was an expensive mic, but nothing crazy. The drummer that I dated, that was kind of hard because continuing to add to his kit and everything, and, you know, it can be one of those things where, like, I want to support your dream, but it's hard when I'm not used to spending so much money on it, et cetera. But fortunately for drummers, oftentimes they're in multiple bands and things like that, so they have resources flowing back into their pocket versus me. I can only commit to one thing at a time as far as music, so it's come up, though.
Of course. Have you guys ever performed with somebody that you are currently, like, you are romantically involved with? How is it performing with somebody that you're romantically involved with? Does that change the dynamic of this show, the live show? What's that like?
I have, for sure.
What about you, Shannon?
To be honest, I've only dated one person who was, like, a practicing musician, and we were not in a, did have a band together for, like, 2 or 3 months, but we never played any shows, So I don't really have an answer to that question.
So what was, you wrote music together though, right?
We did.
What was that like, writing music with somebody that you're involved with?
It was cool. It was awesome to have that kind of bond. It was kind of stressful because you don't want to be too hard on the person. That didn't happen too much with me because she was way, way more talented than me, like way more skilled than me, but also in a completely different way. Like, we played guitar completely differently. Writing was actually fun. It's also distracting because you sometimes trying to write music with someone I was dating was a little bit tricky because we would just get so distracted. Like, we'd be like, oh, let's write a song. But instead of writing a song, we would go get dinner and then watch a movie or something, hang out and do couple stuff instead of write music. So
would that be conflicting to be in a relationship, go towards something you want to do like that? Because I know having a romantic relationship, that can sometimes be a damper on trying to do something y'all are both working towards, because then there's other stuff you want to do with them. Because when you're doing it with a friend, there isn't the whole idea of, I really want to impress them, I really want to hug and kiss them. You don't think that when you're with them. I mean, you might, but you don't outright
do.
Say
you.
That.
Say, remember my story?
Yeah, I do remember that. But you were saying different levels of expertise when it comes to two different musicians. How different was that? Was that straining on the relationship too? Because you felt like you were an adequate compared to your partner?
I'm not insecure about that per se. I mean, she's just, we only dated for a really short amount of time, and it was a long time ago, and I just thought it was really awesome that she was so talented. I didn't make it weird, competitive or whatever.
Well, that's good.
We were also different musicians, so it's fine. I do think that there is a thing with most people who are dating. If you are dating a musician, it's always I have dated people who were casually musicians, not so much extremely talented. She was the only one who I ever dated who was extremely talented and extremely she's in a band, she's well known. She's actually very famous. Well, not very famous, but relatively famous for a independent musician. And I guess what I would say is everyone I've dated who's even casually interested in music, the thing about collaborating with them is everyone's kind of afraid, oh, if we work together on this, we could fight about it or things might get weird. And if we're even in a project together,
that's how it can be with just getting into a band with anybody though, because even if you get into it with friends, there's always the conflict of ego, conflict of what you want to take the band in that direction, what genre you might want to be, what the song needs to sound like. I mean, that's always a conflict that a band's going to have to face. The added strain of having a love interest in that too amplifies that.
I think that's probably why it doesn't happen as often as it could.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's very true to look at. Now, when we're talking about the different levels of expertise, when you go from dating a musician as a musician, then you go from that to dating a normal person, what is the difference in just normal lifestyle, day-to-day basis, maintenance on the relationship? I mean, how is it for you, Shannon? How is it for you, Jordan and Steven? I mean, just a day-to-day basis for a musician and a normal person.
I mean, it can be difficult. My wife is a teacher, so she, she has basically a 7-to-5 job, and so when she gets home, she's still working and stuff like that, and we have kids, so she gets home, and then Fridays or Saturdays, I go straight to a gig, and it can be pretty difficult when she's not really understood the process.
Absolutely.
And things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, outside of practices and then shows and all that stuff, I'm home, but it's 3 or 4 days out of the week. And that's a lot for some musicians. It can be difficult. I'm a drummer, so I need to go to a different place just to practice.
Really. Supportiveness is very key in a relationship with a musician, because today, these days, especially these days, with everything being so formulaic in music being in one direction, I don't mean that as a pun on the band. I really don't care for them, but music is a lot different than it was decades ago. And for a musician to go out there and try to make their own music, supportiveness is the best thing you can give them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
to do that as a partner in a relationship, that is key too. Just giving words of advice, encouragement, because sometimes for a musician, they can feel like where they're going with this particular path can be very difficult. And it can also be like, this isn't going to take me anywhere. This finances and this is, it's unrealistic dream. It's not unrealistic in the fact that you just have to keep pursuing it and
right.
to be right behind them and to pursue.
Right. I mean, yeah, my ex-boyfriend used to go to every single one of my shows. It was awesome. No matter what, he would always be there, and it was really cool. So I think
like to ban mine.
Go ahead.
I would have to like ground certain people I've dated from going to my shows, because a big thing that I don't know if anyone's mentioned yet is security. It is impossible to date a musician, or if you are insecure or the other person is, it doesn't work. I think even more than in just regular relationships, because jealous girlfriend and boyfriends do not pair well with musicians.
No.
It's bad for PR.
No.
I've literally been at shows and seen friends of mine with jealous girlfriends run fans off just being crazy, especially if there's alcohol involved.
Alcohol is always involved.
yeah, exactly. I mean, unless you're doing like a Mormon show or something cool. But it really does make a huge difference. And at the end of two of my relationships, they were grounded from coming because they've made scenes or they've done this or that, and that is a huge signifier that is the end of it. And then, you know, then that old conversation of you love your band more, and I'm like, well, I mean, my band doesn't bitch, so yeah, it's pretty amazing. I don't see how anybody who's not secure can date a musician. You have to be secure in yourself first off, and then also in the relationship.
Oh yes, jealousy, that's got to be something that repeatedly comes up as a musician, because musicians to me, ever since I've been a kid, I've always seen them as higher people. They're just like talented people that I can't even ascend to their level. And I still feel that way. Like growing up, all I would do is read autobiographies of musicians and just be like, damn, this person's a god. And I still see it that way. That's why I love bringing in musicians on this show. And I'm glad you guys are on here to talk about this kinds of stuff. It really puts you like on an earthly level for me. But
sorry, I'm just laughing at the idea of being a god in someone's eyes. Sorry.
I just want a scepter. So get me a scepter and I'm good.
Sweet. Well, it looks like we're running out of time. Is there anything you guys want to put out there before we go? Because this is the very end of the show. Anything you want to say to people that want to date a musician, any musicians that are struggling in a relationship, what do you have to say?
Don't.
Don't get in a relationship?
It's hard.
Don't
make sure
musicians.
That you practice self-care and self-love first, because once you start to lose that and just start to be a doormat or
yeah, love yourself before you love
other
person,
others. It's over.
I can get behind that idea.
Yeah, for sure. And then it will definitely affect your music. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, exactly. The music is a reflection of yourself.
And Miranda Kennedy should date me. That's the only thing I want to leave this with.
That's it. We successfully matched two musicians tonight.
That's true.
That's what we're doing on here. We're
ding,
matching
ding,
musicians.
Ding.
Well, thank you, everyone, for coming on the show. We're going to have part two coming up next week, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Talk Radio 1190. We had so many great musicians coming in tonight. Stephen Bonilla from the Band Nerds. Hit them up on Facebook under We Are Band Nerds. Jordan from the High Noons.
Woo-hoo.
Get them on Facebook. And we've also had Junior Adelberg, Shannon Taylor. They're actually way up north, away from Texas, but go ahead and check out their music as well. Hit them up on Facebook. You all got a Facebook, right?
Yeah, and also, we have a Facebook. And I'm from Texas. That's how I know Zach, and that's how I got on this show. So.
Yes.
But I live in California.
Oh, you're up in Cali. That's right. You moved to Cali. Okay. Well,
still,
check out their music. Check out their music. Thank you for listening. Thank y'all for coming in. And until next time, it's the Local Lounge giving you a little bit of love.
We don't care what you want to.
I'm Ed Steele, winner of the Dallas Observer's 2014 Best Music Photographer in North Texas. You're listening to The Local Lounge.
Boom, baby.